It's the 8th of May, and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And President Representative Copen and Boucher, Allison Donnelly. And the first matter we're going to take up is Senate Bill 333. And we do have a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. This bill...
333?
333. This bill has to do with the problem, and there is a letter from the sponsor, Senator Halford, in there. It has to do with the problem that when banks are closing down, there is a provision that sets out what the priority of claims in the liquidation process are.
This is similar to the House bill that we heard.
Yeah. And it was Randy Phillips's. And the situation, of course, is that they wanted to provide for 12 months and add the benefit package as part of the claim that has a priority. There is a proposed committee substitute that would dichotomize between the officers of the bank and the employees of the bank, so that the request was to raise that amount of priority to $12,000. We would do that only for the employees of the bank, not for the officers of the bank. And the logic here is that the officers are the ones that set the benefit package, right? And it could include dividends and all other and sundry things.
And who probably drove the bank into a hole in the first place.
Yeah. So anyhow, but we would expand it to a 12-month period and benefits, so we would change it for officers. We would have those two things, but keep the limit just as the existing statute, $3,000 for the officer. So that's the proposal. Representative Copenin?
I move that we have House CS for Senate Bill 333, Labor and Commerce, Bannister 5388, Workcraft 51512N, as the bill before.
Okay, is there any objection to adoption? Committee substitute? There are no objection. Committee substitute is adopted. Discussion. Mr. Coyner, did you want to address this on this bill? Okay. Representative Copeland.
I move House CS for CS for Senate Bill 333, Labor and Commerce, next to the approval of individual recommendation.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, motion carries. Next matter on the agenda is SCR 30, sponsored by Senator Coghill. It's a simple resolution encouraging the hiring of state residents for state employment. SCR 30. This is the only committee referral for this particular resolution. It would go to the Rules Committee after this. If you members want to take a minute and read it, it's just one page. I think it addresses a concern that some people have specifically about politically appointed offices in state government and how there has been some controversy about the number of people who are lesser Alaskan longevity, I guess you'd say, getting those jobs. Representative Copeland?
I move the Senate concurrent resolution 30. Amended. Move to the next committee referral. Before.
Motion. Discussion. Ready for vote? Any objection to the motion? Any objection? Motion carries.
We've passed the little bank bill, and only we double the.
I move the SCR 30. CS for SB 333.
I really mean.
Next matter on the agenda is SB 368, sponsored by Senator Coghill. This is similar to SB 22, which we saw last year, and exempts small utilities from regulation. It does have another committee referral, which is judiciary here in the House. Staff want to address the committee on this issue?
Senator Donnelly, I can call a representative from Senator Coghill's office, but the explanation is rather simple. Senate Bill 22 last year provided some exemptions for small utilities. The measure passed the House and the Senate was vetoed by the governor. It was also opposed by the APUC. This particular bill that's before you today is supported by the APUC. It simply requests that the APUC create a streamlined licensing for small utilities similar to what already exists for cooperatives in the states, electrical cooperatives. The measure is supported by the departments and by the utilities and certainly by the sponsor, and it has been completely uncontroversial thus far.
Discussion? Members in Copenhagen? No.
There's not.
Senate Labor and Commerce, CS, is the version before you.
Okay, I move CS for Senate Bill 368, Labor and Commerce, and that committee referral, individual recommendation.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, motion carries.
There's a Senate letter of intent.
There's a Senate letter of intent, it's real short, in the file. It just says that if there's existing exemptions in statute already, this bill doesn't eliminate them. The simplified rates only apply to things that aren't already exempt. Okay, is there any objection to the Senate letter of intent? Hearing no objection. Everybody has no objection to the Senate letter. All right, well then that's it. So with that being it, we'll adjourn the meeting.
Ooh, we're efficient.